Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tommy Arishuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, October 16th, and the days ahead. Well, folks, it could be a wild couple of days and maybe even a wild week. The moon, the container of feelings and emotions, has just entered the fixed earth sign of Taurus. The moon is exalted in Taurus because the steadfast bull provides stability and security. But in this instance, this transit is conjunct a retrograde Uranus. Uranus is the wild genius of the zodiac. It's apt to disrupt the status quo, to shake things loose, and get rid of whatever needs to be discarded. Now, Uranus and the moon can combine to bring amazing insights, intuition, and even enlightenment. It's the kind of conjunction where the light bulb over your head goes on with a new idea, some new understanding or awareness, and it's usually a surprise. So, if you feel as if you've been stuck in a certain emotional pattern, well, today's moon transit to Uranus will snap you out of it. Now, what's really interesting is that once the moon moves on from Uranus, it conjuncts Jupiter in Taurus. That's on Sunday. Moon-Jupiter energy is expansive. It can feel like a big, happy feeling. It's confident, optimistic, hopeful. And the downside is that you could wake up with an emotional hangover once the moon moves on because, well, maybe you went on a shopping spree for things you didn't really need. You know, it's that old thing about too much of a good thing is a bad thing. So keep an eye on that. Well, that's it for the moon in the next 2 days. Now, elsewhere in the sky, planets are changing signs and therefore changing energy patterns. You'll be able to feel it. If not, just look at your kids or your pets. Now, the sun has moved into Libra. The sun in Libra is said to be its sign of debilitation, and that can be a good thing. You see, the sun can be the diva of the zodiac, overbearing, always right, self-centric. Just try to have a cozy relationship with the sun in any of the fire signs, like Leo or Sagittarius or Aries. But here, when the sun is in Libra, its energies tend to the needs of others. Well, that's a relief. Sun Libra people really care about what other people think, feel, and need. They are the folks that bring you flowers and send you a card, drop you a line. It's the one place where maybe, just maybe, we can see the powers that be give peace a chance. Well, we can hope, right? So, wherever Libra is in your birth chart, that's where you'll feel a new sense of energy to focus on other people. Now, another big shift is Venus. In fact, this is the shift of all shifts. That's because the planet of love, romance, art, and personal finance has moved into Scorpio, the mysterious fixed water sign. Well, water sign, some astrologers say it's more like molten lava, a liquid that destroys everything in its path. If you've ever been on the wrong side of a Scorpio, you know what that means. Their passionate, emotional nature can rage, grieve, and seek revenge like no other sign. That's how deep their emotions are. Now, Venus in Scorpio is the epitome of the jealous lover and the crimes of passion. You know, the lover that explodes into a rage when powerful emotions are stirred to jealousy. So be careful out there. And it's not just for grown-ups. Don't be surprised if your two-year-old's tantrums are over the top. Now, what makes this an especially daunting time for Venus is that Mars has changed signs into Cancer, a cardinal water sign. Mars stirs things up wherever it is. And Cancer is a water sign, the sign of the family, and it's full of emotion. So big ouch for Mars and Cancer. That can stir up pain in those areas. Now, plus, Mars is energizing Venus with a powerful trine. And get this, this powerful trine is from between two planets, Mars and Venus, and their signs of debilitation. Debilitation means that the energy of Mars and Venus exceed the bounds of, well, let's say a healthy emotional regulation. So take deep breaths and count to 10 when you feel like you're being caught in some swirl. Now, Saturn typically breaks out of this pattern, but it's just too far from any aspect with Mars and Venus. So you're on your own. In summation, Venus is going wild this week. It's in the powerful dark emotional sign of Scorpio, energized by Mars that amplifies the energy, and Jupiter, which expands it, and then the insatiable demon planet Rahu. Oh, so poor Venus. So hold on, stay grounded, this too will pass, and let's just hope it doesn't take your sanity with it. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator, and remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.